Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. David Berryman is an abundance breakthrough specialist and conscious coach. He specializes in helping you get clarity on what you want and how to get it. David helps you to identify your limiting beliefs, self-sabotaging behaviors, and unconscious blocks that may be hindering your success. He also helps you transform from the inside out, turning weakness into strength with his intuitive coaching style. As a qualified NLP practitioner, personal trainer, and competitive muscle model, David helps bring awareness to the internal game of success. With his mindset strategies and motivational energy, he helps you get into the best shape of your life physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Hi, David. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, how are you going? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
So what I'm doing now is I'm working from wherever I want to be in the world. I actually no longer have a location, so we've been getting a PO box sorted for that. So, yeah, I work remotely coaching from my laptop and phone. Yep.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. Has that been for very long?
Well, I've been doing this for solely from the comfort of my own home, wherever that's been, for almost the past year, about 9 months now. I've had different roles where I've worked with different companies, but we packed up where we were living and we're now traveling with that, and that's been since the last 3 months.
Wow, sounds exciting. So what actually is your story? So where have you been to actually get to this point that you can now move around?
Okay, so I've worked with a few companies. My experience in coaching was originally as a personal trainer that had a background in sales and marketing. So I worked with a coaching company, establishly coaching coaches on how to go online. So throughout my experience learning what that was, I got some of my own qualifications and found the areas that I best suited in. It started out that I was first an online personal trainer. So I worked with, I did a women's program and a men's program. And following that, I transitioned into more helping people discover their purpose and live more abundantly as well. So, yeah, that's a bit of my background. I pretty much got an apprenticeship working by helping people go online before I did it myself.
Yeah. And you said you were a personal trainer in a previous time. Do you still do that, or was that just something you previously did?
No, that was just something I previously did. I worked as a personal trainer on and off for about 3 years. I'd gone in and out of it as I was building my online business. I was back personal training and using that to help me build my client base as well.
Yeah. So have you had like a tipping point for change when, you know, you decided, okay, I no longer want to be the personal trainer, but I want to move into something else?
I was working as a personal trainer. I always knew I wanted to do more. I wanted to work with people on deeper levels. And I found in my personal training sessions that I was basically life coaching right from the beginning. Which is what you do as a personal trainer. It's not necessarily just about what someone's putting in their mouth and how much weight they're lifting. It's the inner game that helps them have the external success in their body. So, I did a lot of different courses and on the things that I was working on within me. And it came to the point where I got offered an opportunity to work with the company because I had had my experience as a personal trainer. So I was looking to always take that business online. I knew I didn't want to stay in a gym. I had spent too much of my early 20s working in the one location. I'm actually a qualified butcher, so I used to spend 60 to 70 hours in the same shop every single week. That was a tipping point for me, knowing that I wanted to be location free. But it took many years and ups and downs finding what that was, and the personal training was really a training ground for me, learning how to work with people and help them overcome a lot of problems.
Mm, yeah. So along the way, when you've made changes in your life and changed vocations, that sort of thing, did you have like lightning bolt moments to think, oh, I just want to change and do something else? Or was it like a slow rumble, things just went along and you made changes as you went along?
More of a slow rumble. I had the dissatisfaction of being where I was the lightning bolt. And I knew that I didn't want my future to be me working 60, 70 hours a week when I was in my early 20s. So that was really my lightning bolt of I need to get away from doing trades. And me thinking about different vocations and different careers that I could do came from me reading the book Think and Grow Rich. So it was really through reading that book when I was about 21 or 22 that my thinking started to change. But as I said, it was more like 5 or 6 years of different rumblings helping shape me and give me different skills to do what it is that I do now.
Yeah. So going along to now doing your coaching business, have you had challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Many, many, many challenges.
Yeah.
And then some more. Look, I've lost money in bad investments. I tried to build passive income. So I've put tens of thousands of dollars into different programs, worked with different companies. I actually started a paleo meals company when I was just before I started personal training. That almost sent me bankrupt. I had to sell my house. I ended up in large amounts of debt. And yeah, so challenges, yes, definitely. And that led me to needing to do a lot of the internal work that I did, which I now teach, around my relationship with money and all those sort of things. Because the one fact that always stayed the same in every venture that I tried was myself. So I stopped looking at it being in external reasons and realized that I had to get work on myself if I was to create a life that I felt less burdened by, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Like when you had these challenges and things that happened, do you have a big vision or what keeps you going?
Yes, well, like many entrepreneurs, I always knew that I was here to change the world in my own way. My mission was to raise the consciousness of the planet, and that started with health consciousness, and now it's moving to wealth consciousness and helping people find their purpose and vocation. But basically, I was too uncomfortable not to. See, like in my mid-20s, I fell further behind than I was at 18, 19, 20 when I was saving for my house. So by the time I was in my mid-20s and the business went up, and that was my big one. That was the one I really went all in on and ended up having to sell my house. I came to the point where I was about almost 26. I think I was 26 where I realized I'd come too far to give up and spend the rest of my life playing catch up. So it was that I either had to make it or break it. And throughout my time doing that, I was willing to break it as much as I had to on the way there. And that came from a quote I'd always kept in my mind from, have you read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
So in that book, he talks about how I think it was 8 or 9 out of 10 businesses fail. Mm. So I took that as I had to be willing to get up again 10 times. And I deeply put that into my subconscious enough that that's actually the reality I created for myself. So every time I got knocked down, it was like, cool, this is just, I would fail forward, fail often and fail forward. I think that's what Will Smith's latest quote is lately. Fail fast, fail often and fail forward. So I kept moving forward, and it was either cut my losses and go back to a normal life, but I'd already had a normal life where I'd had the house, where I'd had a career I could have worked, and that wasn't what I wanted. So I really seen that I had only the option to keep going until I cracked the code, as it were.
Yeah, it's a big thing, isn't it, that failing forward? I know that the most successful people, and I've looked into them, they've all had failures, but they've just picked themselves back up again and they keep going and they've learned from those mistakes. So you see them as learnings more than actual mistakes or failures.
They do, and they all shape and craft you for the bigger picture that you don't really know what it's going to be at the time. But I had that vision that I was here to help others on the way up, so I always knew that my lessons would be an example and I'd be able to relate to people of all different walks of life, and that seems to be the apparent right now. So, yeah,
love it. So have you had an ignition point where things have really started taking off for you?
Yes, I'd say that I have, definitely. And this is when I stopped looking at what I had to do next. I stopped trying to push so hard. I came to the realisation that if you're on the wrong path and you're pushing hard, you've got to push just as hard to get back onto it. So I really went to working on myself. And this was at a position where I would have a lot of ups and downs, and I was involved in sales in my 20s as well. Whether I started off with door to door, so I built a thick skin. That sort of helps with your life. Yep. But throughout my different experience in sales, I would have some big wins where, you know, I could do a $5,000 or $6,000 week, but I'd always sort of end up back in the same position. So I started to look that maybe there was something else going on here, and I started to learn about abundance, and I seen an abundance coach that reached out to me. So I scraped together the money that I could. I did what I had to do to get that, and I invested into him, and that's where a lot of shifts started to change for me. And I stopped trying to do so much and just started working on me and my relationship with money, my vision, my goals, and those were the ignition points of where things started to change, when I really focused more on the internal work rather than all the stuff I was doing physically, if that makes sense.
Mm, yeah, definitely. So you've mentioned that now you don't have a fixed location. What other new possibilities have opened up to you from doing what you do now?
Okay, yeah. So I have different coaching programs that I run. I've got online group coaching programs where I do my intakes with that. But I've also had people offer me different joint ventures, whether it's helping to build a sales team, or the latest one that I'm working on right now is working with a company called Coaching with Substance, which is a joint venture that we're taking what they do essentially in clinics, like a rehab facility, and taking it to an online platform for those that really can't get away and do 3 months away from the world. So right now I'm working on that, and our values align. The marketplace needs it. People are struggling with addiction. And I'm bringing in a lot of the mind, body, soul and spirit, our elemental coaching, which is the foundations we use with our clients, into the recovery. So yeah, I get a fair few offers from different people wanting me to help them build. And I'm learning to say no a lot more now though, because you know, you need to put your time where it's aligned with your values and your vision. And this whole thing with so much of the population suffering with addiction, either themselves or their family, has been something that's been close to me. So that's where I'm willing to put in my time for that. The others, I sort of just give them insight that I can about how to build, but I can't help everyone unless they're willing to work with me through my coaching program.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, and the other possibility that's opened up to a lot of us too is being on that 1,000 Ripple Effect, isn't it, project as an author. That's pretty exciting.
It is exciting, yeah. And I was able to use a lot of the lessons that I learned as a kid. Stacey, the person who got in contact with me about that, seemed quite happy with my piece. So working with kids is something that I've always wanted to do, because I was out of home at 15 years of age, and you can be very troublesome in your teen years. And if you can get a bit of a message of a better way to live life nice and young, it's sort of shortcuts the process to them to being happy, fulfilled and a contributing member to society.
Yeah, I love it. So talking about exciting things, what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
So our retreats. we run in retreats. They're 4 day. We cover mind, body, soul, spirit. So it's really dealing with the four elements that make us up. It goes quite deep. I can't really go into all the details on this call. We'd be here for a while. But basically, starts in the mindset. You need to get people clear on what they want, their goals, their purpose, all those sorts of things. And obviously body comes into it a lot, which is cool because I've had my experience as a personal trainer. My partner's been in naturopathy and all those sorts of things, and she's a botanist. So when we combined our forces, when it came to health, we've got a lot to offer in the health game. So all these different skills that we've learned along the way are now coming together for really focusing on the four elements, which is really interesting, because when I was coaching coaches on building their business, you would essentially get them to choose a particular niche and stick to the one thing. And our one thing has become, it's all intertwined. Like your mind, your body, those two work together. your soul, that's like your purpose, who you are here. And then spirit is making it, when you're connecting with something bigger than yourself, makes it a lot easier to be on the right path and to succeed, in essence. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that does we're looking forward exciting. To that.
Mm. Yeah, we're running those for the first time this year. We've done different things, but these are new and they're part of what we do with our coaching. So we're looking forward to that.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds awesome. Yeah. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Let's go for it.
All right, what's your favourite book?
I'd have to say two. Think and Grow Rich, because it's the one that changed my life. And another one, that's by Napoleon Hill. Another one that isn't so well known is Our Universal Journey, which is where all the spiritual woo-woo stuff and that side of David comes from. A lot of learnings in that book by George Cavasalis. So those are the two biggest impacts that I've had on my life.
Yeah, great. What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
It would be Jeffrey Slater. He's a mentor here on the in Bondi. He basically helped me trust myself more.
Yeah, I've heard good things about him. Yeah.
He's incredible. Yeah.
What's a daily ritual that works best for you?
My morning ritual is a must have, and I start it with my daily gratitude, visualize, and then I get moving. I find if I don't have that movement in the morning, I get stagnant and my energy is not able to flow throughout the day. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite food?
Not really. Like, it changes. So I like variety and my taste changes as I change. So I'm a lover of all food as long as it's made right.
Yep. Yeah. What about country or city? Do you prefer the country or the city?
It's a hard one. Can I choose beach?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, beach. I've lived in city. It has its benefits. I wouldn't want to live back in the city, but I grew up in country town and I wouldn't choose that. Beach, like along the coastal, yeah, that's an option.
Yeah, I love the beach. I'm a bit of a beach person. I grew up on the beach. So, yeah, I love the country and I love the city for their different reasons. But, yeah, beach is for me.
Yeah, well, we're the same boat. Yeah.
So do you have a piece of advice that you could give to others to help them make change in their life?
Yep, for those that can hear it, your external world is a result of what's going on inside of you. So you are the cause of everything you're experiencing. When you can take responsibility for that, you can really create the life of your dreams. And that starts with being honest with yourself. All right. I can go a bit further if you like.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So when you're being honest with yourself, it's about what you want and why you want it. So, you know, whatever your goals are, what's the reasoning behind that? Because that also makes you check in with your goals. Do you have any substance there, or is it just that you thought it was a good idea? Now, the next thing you want to do is find what you would want to offer to the world for free. And no matter what, make sure that on some degree you're fulfilling that. And that can become a career for you. But when it comes to your fulfillment and doing what you love, there's a million jobs out there. You can choose whatever one you want to make money, but it's not the money that's going to give you fulfillment. It's not the money that's going to have you performing at your highest potential. So find what it is you love and do that often, and work out how to get paid for it.
Yeah, I love that. Great advice. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Do differently. So a lot of things that I would have done differently, but then if I changed any of them, I wouldn't be where I was now. So just trust your intuition and take the time to reflect and ask the questions that matter to you most. Yeah. Those are big changes. When I started doing that reflecting, actually asking questions instead of doing so much, those were the big game changes. So that would be what I'd do.
Yeah, great. All right, well, thank you so much for your valuable time and sharing your story with us today, David. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yeah, sure. So you can find me on Facebook, either business page is Conscious Coaching International. My name's David Berryman. Or you can get us on our website, which is consciouscoachingintl.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Perfect. Thanks for your time.
Igniters, how amazing that David is living locationless. I love his story of being in a normal job and that didn't work for him, so he became an entrepreneur. Even the trauma of nearly becoming bankrupt did not stop him having his own business. If you want to contact David, go to his website, consciouscoachingintl.com, or find them on Facebook. For more information on how to maximise your lifestyle to have more energy, variety and balance in your life, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.